But the underlying problem will still remain. The Secretary of Defense will still have to articulate policy decisions made by a very small circle in the White House. So whether it's a happier face or a more convincing presentation of that, maybe that's possible. But you'll still have to sell the same message.
And meaning what? Meaning what?
Well, it means that the war policy is going to be limited to do the minimum amount possible. The defense budget, approach to the defense budget is not going to change. The White House is sort of happy with the way things are. So whoever follows Secretary Hagel's position, you know, who has the job, will still have the same task at hand to try to carry out.
So, P.J. Crowley, we don't look for a significant policy change or tweaking with a new defense?
I agree with Tom. I don't think this was about disagreements with policy or strategy. But I think we should recognize that this is a very, very tough job. I mean, if you serve 4 or 5 years as a Secretary of Defense, it's the largest enterprise in the world. Getting your arms around a building that is always pulling in different directions is hard. This is not a challenge that the average human being, you know, can necessarily do.